we get engaged, too? Why don't we get a little house, start a family, enjoy our sunset years together? Do you hear yourself, woman?
Sheldon, it was just a thought.
No, here's a thought. You're not moving in. Leonard's not moving out. Everything stays exactly the way it is. Yeah, and by the way, I saw you make this strawberry quick with syrup, and you're supposed to use the powder.
Tastes the same.
No, the syrup tastes better, and I don't like it.
This is so sweet. You never cook for me.
Well, you cook for me all the time, and...
If you don't like my cooking, why haven't you ever said anything?
It's hard to talk with so much heavy chewing to do.
Sorry, I'll get better.
I know you'll try. So, should we talk about setting a date?
Well, I'd like to pick one that works with my brother's schedule.
Okay, and when would that be?
12 to 18 months from now, depending on good behavior.
Hi, is Sheldon here?
No, I thought he was with you.
He was, but he stormed off, and now he isn't answering his phone.
What happened?
He was really angry that you suggested he move out.
Oh.
I also mentioned that he and I could live together, but he was too mad at you to realize what a great idea that is.
Well, he's been having a couple of tough days. I'm sure he's fine. He probably just needs a little alone time to decompress.
You're probably right. So what are you guys doing?
Well, Leonard cooked for me, and now we're just having a nice dinner, you know, as a newly engaged couple.
That's nice.
Anyway, as I was saying, Sheldon probably just needs a little alone time. That's important. Not just for him, but for most anybody, really.
Don't I know it. What is that, polenta?
Amy, get out.
Right.
No.
Hey, Sheldon.
What happened?
I was cooking in the back room last night and the hot plate caught on fire.
And you couldn't put it out?
I was across the street at the do-it-yourself car wash taking a shower.
So when will you reopen?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear back from the insurance company.
So tomorrow?
I don't mean to be rude, Sheldon, but my life is kind of falling apart right now.
Your life? The university is making me do string theory. And my girlfriend loves me so much, she wants to live with me. And now, the place I need to go when I'm sad is damp and smells funny.
Sorry I let you down.
No, I do not accept this. Everything is changing and I hate it. It stops now. I'm helping you get back on your feet. I would like to purchase this comic book, please.
It'll be $2.99.
Really? It's soaking wet.
Fine, a dollar.
Can you break a 20?
No, I only have hundreds.
You know what? I don't always recognize sarcasm, but I do right now, and I don't appreciate it. I'm sorry for your loss, but you're not the only one whose day has been a disaster.
That could have killed me. I can't catch a break.
I haven't heard from Sheldon in a while. You think he's okay?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Well, I'm gonna see where he is.
How?
I know his password so I can track his phone.
You do that?
Not always, but ever since he wandered off at the swap meet chasing a balloon, I get worried.
He can take care of himself. Look, we went over stranger danger and gave him that whistle.
That's weird.
What?
He's at the train station.
So, he loves trains.
It's dark out and he's alone. I don't like it. Let's go get him.
Sweet how you look out for him. You're a good guy.
It's not just that. My mother would kill me if I let something happen to him.
Dude, so sorry.
Don't take this the wrong way, but did
you do this for the insurance money?
No, God, you sound like the police, the firemen, my parents, my therapist, and the insurance company.
We're here for you, man. Whatever you need, okay?
Actually, I was wondering if I could crash at your place for a few nights.
Sure, of course. Oh, actually, Emily was gonna spend the night.
You slept with her? Nice.
Well, I can't take all the credit. She let me do it to her, but... Yeah, but I can always call her and cancel.
Hang on, I know a place you can stay and earn some money at the same time.
Great!
I mean, I just have to warn you, it'll involve humiliation, degradation, and verbal abuse.
So, what's the catch?
Sheldon.
You tracked my phone?
Yeah.
Boy, you chased one balloon for 3 miles.
We were worried about you.
Don't be melodramatic. I'm just getting on a train and leaving forever.
Seriously, you don't even have a change of clothes or a toothbrush.
My plan is to stop at malls and buy what I need. It's called living off the land.
Okay. I know you're upset, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's nothing we can't work out. Come on, let's get you home.
No. I've reached my breaking point. I need to leave now.
And go where?
It doesn't matter.
So, a few things don't go your way, and your best decision is to ride the rails like a hobo?
I suppose it is. Except I have a credit card, and I refuse to carry my laptop at the end of a stick. And I'd sooner die than eat beans out of a can.
Come on, come home with us, and tomorrow I'll take you to Legoland.
Legoland is not the solution to everything. And it's too much of a scene since that movie came out.
Then what can I do?
Leonard, I am overwhelmed. Everything is changing, and it's simply too much. I need to get away and think.
Come on, you know you're overreacting.
Leonard, hang on. Just... Come here. Maybe we need to let him go.
What? Why?
It might be good for him.
You know he can't take a trip like this by himself.
He's a grown man.
No, he looks like a grown man. You've seen Freaky Friday. Sometimes little kids end up in big person bodies.
Leonard, we can't protect him forever.
I know, but...
He'll be okay. You taught him well, Padawan.
Good Lord, Padawan's the student, not the teacher.
Seriously, let him go.
Sheldon, if you really need to do this, I'm not gonna stand in your way.
I do.
Okay. Good luck.
Be safe and call us.
I will.
Bye, buddy. Sheldon.
Yes.
I'm gonna miss you.
Of course you are.
You just made that easier.
Still doing here? I got this. Go home.
You sure?
Yeah, she's fed. She took her pills. She's all tucked in watching TV.
So she's not too much for you?
Are you kidding? I love her. She's great.
Stewie, you gonna watch Wheel of Fortune with me?
Coming, Debbie.
You call her Debbie?
She insisted. So, hey, guys. Thank you so much. This job is a dream come true.
Was that a little weird?
Yeah. I don't know why, but something about it feels unnatural.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, Sheldon, thanks for checking in. talk to you tomorrow. Oh, okay, bye.
He's okay?
Actually, sounds like he's doing pretty well.
I really think this is gonna be for the best.
Me too. Andy was able to take a sabbatical from...
Oh, good